Very good evening. Yitzchak, Rabbi Winter. I'd like to take the opportunity on behalf of the Kehillah to express our appreciation for the tremendous relationship that we have with the Kollel, what the Kollel does for us, what the Kollel does for the greater Washington community. You should be zocheh to continue to run such programs and many varied and creative programs for years and generations to come. The season preceding Rosh Hashanah is a season of resolve, of resolution. And the different forms of resolutions, New Year's resolutions, they could be big ones, they could be small ones, as Rabbi Winter explained so beautifully. They could be resolutions of personal growth. We're going to do something better. They could be resolutions of how we're going to avoid something that's bad. All types of resolutions fall under the basic umbrella of teshuvah, coming close to Hashem. Now, teshuva is sometimes mistranslated as repentance. I'm going to avoid punishment. And that's not what teshuva is. Teshuva is far greater. It's recognizing the neshama is a chelek eloka mimal. Our soul has a divine connection. And a person wants to grow. The Rambam asks the question quite plainly. Mahu hatshuva? What is teshuva? And he says, Yoid olav yodea ta'alumo. When Hashem, the one who knows all secrets, can say testimony about the person, Shelo yoshuv lozeh hachet la'olam. He will never return to that wrongdoing, to that old status. He can say testimony about the person. This is a whole new level. This is not just about behavioral change. This is that someone can testify that come what may, you're a changed person. That's why we like to say that a good New Year's resolution takes a full year to implement. I remember when I was learning to drive, so I took a driver's ed course, and the instructor described how in the course of your first year of driving, you're going to encounter very difficult situations. In the first year of driving, and you're going to have to know how to handle them. You're going to find yourself merging onto a highway with cars moving at high speeds, and how are you going to do it? You're going to find yourself all the way in the left lane, and you realize that your exit is coming right up. And you're going to have to get over somehow. You're going to find yourself driving straight into a green light. And suddenly it changes color on you. Some call it yellow. Some call it pink. But what are you going to do? And you need to realize that in the first year of driving, your resolve to be a good driver is going to be challenged. It's the same with teshuva. A person finds He screams too much. So he resolved, screaming doesn't do much for you, it doesn't do much for me, not going to scream anymore. And he doesn't. He doesn't scream anymore until the next time he gets angry. Person decides he's not going to smoke anymore. And he doesn't until the next time he's stressed. Tshuva is a change of personality, to infuse oneself with greatness to the point, like Rabbi Singer described, it's not just about self-control on lashon hara. It's about looking at things in a positive way so that the lashon hara evaporates. I'm not that type of person anymore. I know of a person who became a corporate lawyer, and he was so engrossed in his business, totally upset, that not only did his rabbeim start worrying about it, his family was very worried about it. And after a lot of communication, his rebbe called him in. And he said to him, "My dear friend, I can't tell you that you have to daven shacharis with a minyan, because I know you just can't do it. Always a meeting to go to, always a flight to catch. Shacharis you can't do with a minyan. Mincha. There are enough minyanim in Manhattan, but I can't ask that of you. I know what your day is like. But Mairi, listen to me closely. You need to daven Ma'ariv with a minyan no matter what. You live in Brooklyn. If you don't get Ma'ariv at 8, you'll get it at 10. If you don't get it at 10, you'll get it at 1 in the morning. But don't go Ma'ariv without a minyan." And he accepted, and he followed through diligently. If he walked into a minyan and they had already started Vuhu Rachum before he walked in, he waited for the next minyan. My Rebbe said, "I davened with a minyan." Until he had a business appointment in the Far East. And he calls up Chabad. "What's with Meir's minyanim in your town?" And the Chabad rabbi told him, "We have Meir's with a minyan in this town once a year, called Nidre night. That's it. And he's ready to cancel his ticket, his meeting. I can't do it." And then he had an idea. He says to the Chabad rabbi, "Do you think that for $500 you could get me a Meir's minyan for the night I'm in town?" The rabbi thinks for a few moments, and he says, "Yes, for $500 I can get you a Meir's minyan. You'll give me the date, I'll get you a minyan." He comes in, the night, the grief, and he sees that the Chabad rabbi had posted all over town free Israeli food in the Chabad house. The place was packed. He had his minyan. That's growth. That's tshuva. That's a changed person. That's Yoyid Allah Balta Alumos, the one who knows the hidden things of the world, can say testimony. He's a different person. Come what may, he's going to come through. There are a lot of New Year's resolutions people can take. They can be big, they can be small, they can be in the positive or avoiding the negative. Makes no difference. But a real New Year's resolution is life-altering. It requires that we think about the things that would detract us from our goal and address them. If it's speaking Lashon Hara, it's seeing the good in people. If it's smoking because of stress, it's figuring other types of de-stressors that will work for us, that are legitimate. Because tshuva really is not about absolving us from sin. It's not about redeeming us from punishment. It's about coming closer to Hashem in a very genuine way. Rosh Hashanah is a time of gifts. And there's a saying, what we are is Hashem's gift to us. But what we become is our gift to Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is a time when great gifts are exchanged. May Hashem's gift to us in fact be a Shana Tova Umesuka, a wonderful and sweet New Year.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Mordechai Rhein. For more information, or to bring Rabbi Rhein as a guest lecturer to your community, please call 908-770-9072 or email rmrhein@teach613.org. You can also visit us on the web at teach613.org.